got Marg and Andrew here from the Baw Baw Housing Action Group. We've just finished the great debate. Marg, can you tell me a little bit about what happened tonight?
Well, I think what happened is that ordinary folk who live in our community in the Baw Baw Shire came along because they wanted to hear about the topic of homelessness. I think what we were hoping for was that we could provide a safe place for people to come and listen without being put on the spot about their own views of this topic. We know that it perhaps is controversial. I've often heard that there are no homeless people living in Warrigal or Druin, and we know that's not the case. And we've also noticed too that perhaps supporters of wanting something done, a social policy around homelessness and housing in Baw Baw, is often hard to talk about in perhaps what's considered a rather conservative community. We felt this was a good approach to give people a place to come and listen and show their support, perhaps learn a bit more about what was happening in our shire and how they could actually get behind it.
And Andrew, tonight, of course, has been all about raising awareness on the issue of homelessness. So what next?
Well, I think raising awareness is really important. Firstly, we have a lot of people in our community who want to help out and do things when they see a need. But if it's invisible, if no one knows that there is a need there, then no one knows how to rally around. So that's the first thing, to alert people in our community that there is an issue. And we know that there is a range of community organisations, a lot of good-hearted individuals who will be happy to step up. So today's event was about putting up the flag and asking people to come out and join with us and show our concern and learn a little bit more about it. But it also goes further than that. It gives people who are interested, who now are aware, the opportunity to see which pieces of the jigsaw puzzle they can play in putting together some solutions. We want to create solutions, not just a good night. And the solutions that need to follow on from here, we need the support and the hard work and the resources of this community to rally together. It's very hard for any one individual or any one group to get their head around what they can do on their own. And it can get put into the too hard basket. But if lots and lots of people can identify a little bit, even a big bit that they can do, then that's where we can actually, as a community, work together to start creating viable solutions for our local Baw Baw community.
And what sort of viable solutions would they include? I mean, in the Baw Baw Housing Action Groups, what's your sort of dream scenario here? Let's say, I know money is always an issue, but if you did have the money, or if you do eventually get the money, what would you like to see put in place to try and help solve the issue of homelessness in the Baw Baw Shire?
I think it's multifaceted. No, that sounds like a community development worker, doesn't it? It's complex and it needs lots of different things. There's no one-size solution that fits everybody. It's being able to have the appropriate resources and the appropriate avenues and solutions that a whole variety of individuals need at the particular time, and to support their transition out of homelessness into affordable housing, into sustainable housing, and providing mentoring or life coaching or support. We heard Sue Griggs tonight, not just handing out a voucher, not just doing a little bit every now and then when an emergency hits the fan, but working alongside in a dedicated and committed way over a number of years to really walk along with somebody until they are stable in accommodation, participating in training, have opportunities to have health issues addressed, seek and gain employment. Those things don't happen quickly or easily, but when they do happen, it's great for the individual and it's much better for our community as well.
And so, Mark, so what's the end goal here? Would you like to see, because for that we need money. And I know that Sue Griggs did say that she's running a project in St Kilda where they are actually saving money in the long term because the homeless clients that she's working with are no longer or are becoming less reliant on those more costly services. So what's the end goal here? I mean, are you trying to raise awareness so that members of the public are going to lobby their local politicians, or what are you thinking?
Yeah. Probably need half an hour to answer that question, but I'll try and do it in half a minute. It's a good question. I think that what we've tried to bridge tonight, if you like, is the mobilising of a people movement around this. And I think very much it's money is an endless bottomless pit, but it's often around the whole values of a local society, about the way it wants its society to be and what it wants for everybody and not just some. And I guess we truly and deeply believe that, as Andrew said, there's a good heart here. It could be solutions like real estate agents in the way that they are currently considering renting, and to whom, and what criteria, and opening up more there. It might be around creating our own local model of trying to increase the supply of affordable housing with regard to what people's income is, and trusting people to come into those properties. It's about a rethink, I think, and a revaluing of what it really means to be an inclusive society. And we've got this 2050 vision about happy, healthy people. I guess, is that for everyone or for some? And it's possible for it to at least be for more if we change the way we think about the other. The other is as much a part of me. It's not someone, it's not the alien. And I think that was very poignantly expressed tonight.
Indeed. And what was the... how many homeless people tonight in Port
160.
Warshaw? 160 people. So tonight, the point was made that there are 160 homeless people in the Borborshire tonight. And even myself, just out there talking to a couple of people who were in the audience tonight, people who said that they'd never actually really considered homelessness as an issue in the Shire had started quoting that number and said that they were quite shocked. So it seems like it's working.
I think so. I think just immediately when that concluded tonight, people had some euphoria about something's happening here in this room. The fact that we actually had 450 people book a ticket for tonight, given the conditions of the roads, obviously we probably had 200 plus in the theatre, perhaps 300 couldn't come out. The fact that they'd thought about coming and why they've chosen to come in it of itself, I think, is a shift in that collective thinking about we can do something in this local society of Borbor.